a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Paul Gallant.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
The most interactive sports radio show in Houston.
Paul, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the devastation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
And to the Eastern Conference All-Stars, you scored the most points. Well, congratulations.
It must be nice to half-ass your job and get paid for it. But guys, that is the NBA All-Star game once again. Did any of you punish yourself and try to watch it last night? Personally, I didn't. I'd rather die. I am not surprised at all that the All-Star game, which I saw some clips of, and Jesus, what an embarrassment. I saw some of those clips and I thought to myself, I mean, what a cherry on top of what's arguably been the most embarrassing week in recent basketball history. You had Ime Udoka saying the Rockets looked like the softest effing team in the NBA. You had Doc Rivers saying we had some guys here, some in Cabo, while they're playing actual regular season games. And then you saw that absolute abomination, which, again, I don't really care about it. I more care about the fact that people can show up for their job and half-ass it. The NBA All-Stars weekend was exactly that. I guess it's a lot of fun to party at it. Saw a couple of posts on Vanessa Richardson's Instagram story. Indianapolis looked lit. Who would have thought? But I have no interest in watching players uncompetitively bleep around in a game that saw, yes, 397 points scored. The East beat the West, if you were keeping score. 211, someone scored 200 points to 186. I'm going to say again, I don't really care that this is what the NBA All-Star game has become. No one is surprised by it. No one is shocked by it. But the excuses for the game being the way that it's made after the fact, it's one of the reasons that NBA stars are as unlikable as anyone in the sports world. The entire, I guess, company line for all these players who acknowledged the game sucked was, well, we don't want to get hurt. I'm going to read a couple of quotes. LeBron, I think the good thing that came out of tonight was none of the players were injured and everybody came out unscathed, or how they were before the game started. So it's a deeper conversation talking about this game. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know showing up for work guaranteed that you would get injured, but hey. Anthony Davis, quote, obviously the fans and the league and everybody wants to be competitive. But then you also, as players, think about trying not to get hurt. Obviously, injuries are a part of the game and no one wants to get hurt in the All-Star game. Thank you for repeating yourself, Anthony Davis. All these guys here are very valuable to their teams. So it's some mixed emotions about it. And then you have Jaylen Brown. There were definitely some discussions about the game being more competitive. I guess guys are trying to figure out how to do that at the same time as having fun, being safe, being injury-free. Yeah, I've got a job to do, but I might get hurt at it. Imagine if we could all apply this line of thinking to our own jobs. I imagine a lot of you people listening right now have a long commute to work. Maybe you're living in the suburbs, you got to work in the city, or maybe it's the other way around. You live in the city, you got to go all the way out to the suburbs or something like that. You are sometimes driving for an hour, and people in Houston drive like maniacs. Imagine if you got the green light to certain days of the week not drive into work because the roads are dangerous. I might get in an accident. Accidents do happen, but I just get super annoyed seeing people half-ass their way through their jobs and then be like, yeah, well, I might have gotten hurt at it. I might have gotten hurt. So no one really tried over the weekend. And Sean Mabes, maybe I'm a little bitter. Maybe I'm a little angry. I don't know. But that's what annoyed me the most about it. Not that the game sucked, because I wasn't going to watch it. It's more that they're all saying, well, if we had played, we would have gotten hurt. I don't think it works like that.
Yeah, I think, as usual, Anthony Edwards was the most honest about, like, what happened. And he was like, well, it's a break. It's an all-star break, so no one wants to try during your break. And I was like, yeah, that's basically it. It's just, yeah, if you put it like that, everyone's like, yeah, that makes sense. Of like, hey, guys, you're going to get a week off of games. Some of you know, the best, you're going to have to play in an exhibition game on a Sunday. And they're like, cool.
Yeah.
Sick. Can I not?
Right.
No? Okay, then I'll shoot some threes.
That's what it's become. And I get it. I get the side of it, hey, it's a long season. Everyone wants to have a week off, right? I mean, that's one of the things I miss the most about school, having breaks. Oh, we get a month off at Syracuse because they don't want to run the heating bill from mid-December through mid-January. But then by the end, you're like, wait, I kind of like being an absolute drunk and hanging out all the time. I kind of miss being back at school, but breaks are fun in school. And breaks are fun at your job, little vacation. It's great. But let's just get rid of it. Let's just get rid of it. No one wants to play it. It's an absolute insult. I mean, my God, you had Larry Bird, one of the greatest players in basketball history, before the game in his great state of Indiana, begging, essentially, players to not half-ass it. Here he is.
The one thing I would really like to see is they play hard tonight in this All-Star game. I think it's very important when you have the best players in the world together. You got to compete, and you got to play hard, and you got to show the fans how good they really are. So I hope you enjoy your weekend. I'm enjoying mine. Have a good All-Star game.
It did seem like everybody enjoyed their weekend, but I mean, imagine Larry Bird saying, it would be nice if the guys tried, and there's actual applause that's receiving. Because they're like, yeah, so courageous, Larry, telling the guys who play a effing game for a living to try a little harder in the exhibition game that somehow gets ratings, but is an absolute garbage dumpster fire of a game because it's not real basketball. It's just not. It would be so nice if they just listened to Larry Legend, the man who asked me if I was going to scream and cheer at my first basketball game ever. I love Larry Bird. And they didn't even listen to Larry. So I guess the question is, who did try this past weekend? Who put in the work? I did put a little list together. The dunk contest, Jaylen Brown tried to do his own artistic interpretation of what he's going through. Did you notice that in the slam dunk competition, he was trying to prove that he has a left hand, even though he's traveling while dunking several of the dunks during the slam dunk contest?
Also, putting a glove on your hand, like
O.J. Simpson?
Well, it also like makes it easier to...
Probably does, Sean.
Like, it's a prop that makes it easier to do the dunk.
It's like a football glove.
He also was dunking over, like, someone who was 5'2", who was sitting down, and Jason Tatum was throwing awful lobs, which, by the way, I could have told you that Jason Tatum was going to throw him awful lobs.
Doesn't throw good lobs. It's funny that was one of the higher effort things that took place at the All-Star Weekend. Steph Curry versus Sabrina Ionescu. Hey, Ionescu hit 26 from the NBA line with the women's ball. Damian Lillard won the three-point contest with 26 of his own. So Sabrina Ionescu with the women's ball hit 26. Steph Curry at 29. And that was it. I mean, we did have some guys working hard. LeBron James, I got to give him credit. LeBron James was working hard this weekend, because LeBron James found a way to make All-Star Weekend all about him. Did you hear LeBron James talking about his future and whether or not he might have a retirement tour?
I have not mapped out how many seasons I have left. I know it's not that many. I also don't know if I will. I was asked this question a couple of days ago. Will you kind of take the farewell tour, or will you kind of just Tim Duncan it? I'm 50-50. I'm going to be honest, because there's times where I feel like, I guess I owe it to my fans that's been along this journey with me for two decades plus to be able to give them that moment, you know, whereas every city and whatever the case may be, and, you know, they give you your flowers or whatever the case may be, you know. And
here comes the best part.
That seems cool. But the other side of, I've never been that great with accepting, like, praise.
Okay. I mean, LeBron, my God, you're always mad that people aren't praising you. You believe that they're sleeping on you. So you don't want the praise that you're asking for here? Because, oh, I'm not comfortable receiving praise. No, you seem more comfortable receiving praise than the random slights that you take, as if people are doubting whether or not you're a good player. Because at, I don't know, age what, 38, 39, 40, however old you are, you're maybe not quite as good as you used to be, but you're still good. And people aren't expecting the Lakers to go to the playoffs or to the title, which, by the way, they're probably not. But hey, LeBron was trying. LeBron was working hard this weekend.
And to be fair, like, if I was an owner of, like, the Charlotte Hornets, I'd be like, LeBron, can you please do a retirement tour so
yeah.
we can sell out?
Like, everyone like, wants to sell out.
Like, it's actually bad for the league if he doesn't do a retirement tour.
Very bad for the league. Right.
Like, I remember Kobe's last game. Like, you should probably try to do that.
Definitely should try to do that. Now, maybe don't ruin the game
the
as much as
of basketball.
Kobe did in that game. RIP, but I mean, I thought the All-Star game was bad. How about making it just so Kobe Bryant can put up 73 shots or however many he did in that game. Who else was trying? Oh, Jay Williams was trying. Listen, he was talking about women's basketball, and he had this zag. Remember, we were talking about Caitlin Clark to open up Friday's show, kind of doing it sarcastically. Well, Jay Williams actually had a hot take about Caitlin Clark. He tried this weekend.
I think she is the Stephen Curry of women's college basketball. I think she has changed the dynamics of the way the game is played. I think the way she plays, the pizzazz, is like she's probably the most prolific scorer the game of basketball has ever seen.
Unmatched.
I am unwilling, and maybe it's more the Kobe mentorship around me, to say that she is great yet. I think she is the most prolific scorer the game has ever seen. I hold great, or the levels of immortality, or the pantheon, to when you win championships. That's just me. So Diana Taurasi, when you win three consecutive championships, yeah. two-time National Player of the Year, It has to culminate with the chip. It has to. I mean, Breonna Stewart, if we're talking about GOAT legends of the game, she's won four chips.
That's true.
Four chips, multiple national players of the year. So I'm not saying that she's not at a high level, but for it to go to the states of immortality, in my opinion, it has to culminate with your team winning a championship.
So Jay Williams was trying this weekend. LeBron James was trying to make the All-Star Weekend about him this weekend. You know, we had some hot Charles Barkley takes. Kenny Smith got in on the women's basketball zagging as well. I mean, we had some people try this weekend, but the players in the NBA who are paid millions of dollars to play a game were too scared to play hard because they thought they might get hurt. That's what they all had to say about it. And I get it on one hand, but on the other, it just makes my blood boil that you could just show up, mail it in, and there's no consequences. People are going to criticize this, and they're going to do the exact same thing next year. Must be nice to be certain people. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Big game tonight in Houston. We'll discuss, plus an epic rant by a colleague of Kelvin Sampson. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
You're the only one left of the Wayne family. This is where you belong. Welcome home.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
Must be nice to get paid in half-ass things. I'm talking, of course, about the NBA's All-Star Weekend. Here's a text from the 936. Eric the Driver says, why does it seem like every NBA star has the attitude of why should I when they are talking about the game they are paid millions of dollars to play? I don't get it either. Another text. Not sure if I should admit this yet. The NFL changed their Pro Bowl format, which gives me hope that Silver can revamp the All-Star Weekend as well. What say you? Well, at least they are still playing a brand of football. And I will say, there seemed to be effort put into that flag game. Was it a ton of effort? I don't know about that, but it was certainly more effort than we saw, Sean, in the basketball game last night.
Yeah, I think, because there's not a way to, like, do a game as is and be like, hey guys, try. If guys don't want to try. Like, you can't, like, externally motivate someone to try. You really can't.
It's a shame, though, because I have some pride, and I, as we said before.
Should they just show, like, Kobe, just show Kobe interviews in the stadium before the game?
How about just on the Jumbotron the whole game, show Kobe Bryant shaking his head and saying soft, because he would call every single person that did not put in effort last night the P word. He would do that. Credit to Kobe on that front. The guy was always competitive. I don't think Michael Jordan would have dealt with any of that stuff. And again, more money for these players these days. But to me, what bothers me, it's not the actual game itself, which I don't watch. It's that this was so predictable, and that afterwards you're saying, well, I might have gotten hurt. Yeah, lots of things can happen to you in life. We could get attacked by non-human intelligence. Amazon could turn into the next Skynet. We could have a president accidentally press a nuclear button. There's all sorts of things that could theoretically happen in life. You're not going to go do a thing where the injury risk is probably not that high because you're nervous about getting injured. I'm sorry, I just don't buy that, especially with 2 months left in the regular season that is already too long and already has so many guys that don't try on an every single night basis.
Yeah, I think the way to do it, if you wanted like actually have something on Sunday, is that you would have to do it like how hockey does their all-star thing where it's like four teams that play 3-on-3 or something.
That could
work,
it's
just, I guess, like harder to like just not try whatsoever. Maybe play half court so you don't even have to worry about running back on defense. Just literally, guys, just play 1-on-1 against each other with like...
That might work.
With moderate... Like, with the, I'm just asking for like a 7 out of 10 effort.
You know what would work? A 16-player 1-on-1 tournament. And yeah. Obviously, certain players, they're going to be effed with specific height matchups and stuff like that. But I think guys would try a little bit harder if it's 1-on-1. With this, it's just not real. It's not real.
It's like a shoot-around.
Exactly.
Like, that's what it is.
If it even is that. I mean, did you see that one sequence? Who was it? Karl Anthony Towns and was it Damian Lillard who were just passing it back and forth to each other potato?
Luka and Jokic.
Doncic, yes.
Who are basically just kissing each other all weekend.
My God. did you see Doncic attempted dunk off the backboard? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, I'm sorry. It's not – I shouldn't be talking about this. But it's more just the optics of they're not trying hard, and they're saying, well, if you might get hurt, there's no point. That's what Slopez69 says on the Twitch. Well, if there's no point, then what's the point of anything? Like that, we could take this all the way down the rabbit hole. What is the point of anything in life? And, yeah, this is a rando white guy, 34 years old, who is just bitching and moaning about a bunch of NBA players who aren't putting in work. But, I mean, how can any person working a 9-to-5, blue-collar job. How can you have any respect for these people? You're like, well, I might get hurt. Like, kiss my ass and F yourself. Seriously.
I might get hurt.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. You know who played through being hurt this weekend? Paul. You know what he did? 3 days in a row of excess drinking to the point where he even puked on one of those days, and he hasn't puked in 5 years. He's talking about himself in the third person now. I'm about that life. I put in effort this weekend. Did they put in effort? Yeah. No.
Wow.
Thank you.
I mean, I
Starburst shots. I had four of them.
Judging by the game, I'm guessing some of those guys also did excess drinking this weekend.
Yeah.
if you would have told me that before the game, Luka Doncic puked, I'd be like, yeah, probably.
I would have believed that. Yeah, I would have believed that. All right, guys. Quick episode of Cougs Watch because they got a big game tonight.
Cougs Watch.
Huzzah! Our beloved Cougs.
They call them Five Slamma Jamma.
2024.
They smoked Texas 82-61 on Saturday. LJ Cryer had 6 threes and they scored 26. Tonight they play Iowa State. It's just the second time that they are going to host a top 10 game at their actual facility, because the game of the century between UCLA and Houston was played at the Astrodome. The last time that it was a top 10 matchup, it was Houston versus Alabama. I was thinking about going tonight, but I think I'm not going to go. I'm going to pretend I'm superstitious here, because the Houston-Alabama game, Alabama won that one. So this top 10 matchup, I'm not going to show up. I thought about it, though. I wanted to go.
Thank you for doing your part.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know?
Yeah.
Who's a little house? Up there.
Who's house? Your house is where you're watching the game.
That's right. As the resident Coug of the station, because Jeremy Branham is paid by the Cougs. Yeah. Like, I do it voluntarily. You know?
The pocket.
Volunteer Cougs fan. Kelvin Sampson had a couple of funny lines, too, after the game. One, our culture doesn't transfer. It doesn't graduate, and it never leaves. Hell yeah. Some more, our program is built on roots. We water our roots every day. If you have a good team and have a good year, well, those are flowers. They come and go. It's built in those tough roots, and we keep watering them every year with these guys. I love it. Kelvin Sampson Kelvinisms. Joseph Duarte is going to write a book about them someday. I'm looking forward to that if we get some more of that.
We love it. Water our roots?
Yeah, you got to water the roots. Aren't you a botanist?
No.
I grow a cilantro plant and a mint plant and a basil plant and a rosemary plant.
Wow.
All for cocktails. So there you go. And yeah, you got to water the roots. You know? Put a little nitrous oxide in there. Yeah. Get a little bigger. Hey, speaking of college coaches, college basketball can be a tough watch. At least they're trying, but it can be a tough watch at times. The coaches are still the draw. The ones who are still left are still the draw. Here's what Rick Pitino had to say after a St. John's loss. We are so unathletic, we can't guard anybody without fouling. For me, I've always enjoyed the first year, and I'm not going to lie to you, this is the most unenjoyable experience of my lifetime. This has been so disappointing. It's a good group, he said, referring to his players. They try very hard. They're just not very tough. Wrapping it all up, when asked about the facilities at St. John's, saying, do we have another word for poopy facilities? Yes, we do. But that's not the reason we're losing. Having poopy facilities, he used another word, has nothing to do with not guarding. Good for Rick Pitino. Back in the serious conversation, you know, because he's at least a program that had history in St. John's. And here he is at the podium, like doing what you expect every college basketball coach to do, which is bitch about the youth. I like it.
Yeah, it is fun just to have him back. Now I'm wondering what St. John's record is.
Probably not good.
Because
probably like suboptimal, at least based off of what Pitino was expecting.
Yeah, you have to hit Seymour when you look it up.
Oh boy.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
But anyway,
he's back.
Yeah. And you know what? Year two. Right now he's watering the roots. They haven't started to blossom yet.
Right, exactly. He's just watering. They're in the watering phase. And next year, hopefully, there will be some blossoms, but you might need some more fertilizer and mulch.
They're 14-12 overall.
What's a winning record?
And 6-9 in conference.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about that? Also, we had John Calipari getting salty with the media as well. College basketball coaches, they are the show. We need more bitching and moaning. Who would have thought that maybe Jim Boeheim needs to be back in college basketball? Some whiny old person that dumps on the youth all the time like he's Tom Izzo. Here's John Calipari actually sticking up for his guys.
We're hoping to see something different. So we have some people here that are there for a reason. We're going to make this out to be... Please just lead my players, let them be young and learn, and keep attacking me. I may be the worst in the country. Just attack me and leave these kids alone, okay? Thank you. And yes.
I like it. I like the coaches bitching and moaning. It's great. I think Oklahoma State's coach was like, yeah, we're screwed. Recruiting in the NIL era sucks.
It's not recruiting anymore. You're just throwing bags at people. I'm like, yeah, I agree. I like that they're just, they provide more entertainment before the NCAA tournament, because that's when I think most of us start watching college basketball. But before the NCAA tournament, yeah, it's just a lot of complaining by coaches.
I do wonder, do they get like a memo to be like, all right, guys, week after the Super Bowl,
we need a soundbite.
Let's step it up.
Yeah.
You know, Izzo, do you have anything you want to get off your chest?
We want to be this league too. And this is how we be this league, because the players don't get to talk. And you don't know who the players are.
Yeah. The most famous college basketball player is Caitlin Clark.
That is by actually
far. By so
very,
far.
Very true. Wow. That is pretty sobering. But she's not great for Jay Williams. And I got to say, yeah. I respect the hell out of that Jay Williams take.
The best men's college basketball player isn't great either. At least Caitlin Clark lost in the final.
Right.
Zach Edey lost to a 16th seed.
I don't even know who that is.
The Purdue big man.
Oh.
Who's going to win the back-to-back National Player of the Year.
Purdue's good again. That's interesting.
I know
UConn is better than everybody. That's all I know. UConn is beating people by like 30 and like talking trash while running up the score. And I'm kind of like, damn it.
UConn won the title last year and might be better.
It sucks so much that UConn is good. Like, again, I went to Syracuse. They were our arch rival in school, and they have just completely lapped Syracuse multiple times as a program. They've won with three coaches now, three different coaches have won national titles in the last 15 years at UConn.
I forgot about Kevin Ollie.
Yeah, Kevin Ollie. He just completely gone from the world, but like, yeah, geez, they're... that sucks. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Up next, we go around the NFL. Is Bryce Young savable? And it's very fun to see that other teams are still floundering around as the Houston Texans continue to rise to AFC supremacy. Paul Gallant Show, stick around.
ESPN 97.5.com, Tiger Friendly Radio.
And he says, well, obviously you want to watch the guy with the big one. I said, well, you ain't that straight.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Tackling the biggest issues in the NFL.
This just in.
Here's the 10-minute drill with Paul Gallant.
Football time.
It's so nice that the Houston Texans are no longer in a place like this. Bryce Young sucked last season. Was it all his fault? Maybe not. But we were told that his situation was one that was going to help him succeed going into the year. And that CJ Stroud was in a terrible situation. If you've watched Bryce Young, maybe not in that game against the Texans, but you've noticed that he looks small and the size actually might be a factor for him because he does not have the cat-like elusiveness that Kyler Murray has. Young was tracked down by some TMZ person. The worst. Just the absolute worst in sports media. Sean, you're shaking your head. I get it. They're a reputable source, but the people who track down athletes or celebrities for TMZ, I think they're just absolute vultures.
No, they're vultures, but in vultures, the actual animal, very important in the ecosystem of the world.
The circle of life.
Yeah. How else would we get this exclusive from outside a Indianapolis All-Star party, I'm guessing?
They're all a bunch of Jake Gyllenhaals and Nightcrawler. That's what they all are, which is to say, just completely manic, weird people. But hey, they got a job to do, you know? They're vultures. They're part of the ecosystem, as Sean said. They asked Bryce Young if he feels he could turn things around next year.
You know, obviously this first year, you know, speed bumps, you know, learning curve, all that. And I'm sure, you know, you lived that, you know, you're the number one pick. So I got to know, where's your head at? Where's your confidence at going into this next season after the rest of
it? Yeah, you know, I feel like I've learned a lot. I feel like I've grown, and I'm definitely confident. And that comes from being able to play with the team that I have, being able to lean on my teammates, you know, getting new coaching staff in. I'm excited to get to work with them.
Blah, blah, blah. Listen, Bryce, you're not CJ. It's fine. It's not your fault. Wow, he's just still going. This is a great report by TMZ. Great report.
Yeah, he's happy because his teammates.
Well, what teammates are those? Adam Thielen, he's
coming back.
Is he still around?
I do not know if he's still under contract, but he was on the team last year. It's good that the Texans are not dealing with a situation like that. Say they had drafted Bryce Young, they had the number one overall pick, and he just sucked last season. Oh, boy. That would suck. And apparently they wanted him. They did want him. I know John McClain's reported that a couple of times. Meanwhile, talk about depressing quarterback situations. The Pittsburgh Steelers are deciding between Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph as their starting quarterback for next season. Oh, my God. Why is Mike Tomlin, I retire?
How are those the two options? Shouldn't there be a third option?
Well, they
anyone
cut
else?
Mitchell Trubisky, so no.
No, I mean, this is the offseason. You can sign someone, can't you?
Baker Mayfield?
Surely you can sign someone.
Baker Mayfield might have a little market.
Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah.
We're talking about Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, all right? I'm not saying they're going to go out and get Peyton Manning when he broke the touchdown records with the Broncos. I'm just saying they get a guy.
Yeah, a guy.
Draft a guy.
Just one. You're right. I totally forgot about the free agent options that they have. I saw that Baker Mayfield is apparently drawing interest from the New England Patriots, and oh my God, I'm so down bad. I don't even hate that. I don't even hate that right now.
No. Like, oh, Mac Jones.
Mac Jones is available.
No, he's still under contract.
Yeah, I mean, like the Patriots trade
he's
you.
Available.
The Patriots will trade you a fifth round pick to take him out of that locker room. How about that? All right. More misfortune. For other NFL teams, the Jaguars asked about former number one overall pick Trevon Walker. Remember him? Yeah, he's done jack diddly poo in the NFL. Ryan Nielsen, the Jaguars defensive coordinator, said at a press conference, he's hopeful things work out on the contract front with Josh Allen, their best pass rusher. We'll see on that front. But he'll also be working with Trevon Walker. Walker actually had a pretty good season during his second year. He did have 10 sacks. That actually surprises me. I did not know that he had 10 sacks. But I look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I do wonder how they feel about passing on Aiden Hutchinson. Because Hutchinson's clearly the better player.
Probably not great.
Not great.
No. I bet it doesn't come up a lot in the front office. They're like, well, you know, we could have. Yeah, let's not talk about
it. No, they don't want to bring it up because, I mean, it's the Floribama Shore. Like, there's a little, you know, a little Southern racism going on around there. They would love to have them, a white fella who's running the show up there. Oh,
dude, imagine Hutchinson and Lawrence as the face of your franchise. Also, there's a chance that they're the owner. Shot Khan just has no idea that Aiden Hutchinson is good. So they're like, no one bring up the fact that Aiden Hutchinson is good. All right.
He's focusing on wrestling.
No one bring that up.
It's fine. Also around the NFL, Micah Parsons is doing some recruiting. Micah Parsons, the all-star celebrity game MVP. It's some good numbers in that game.
But what stood out to me the most between him and CJ Stroud, they both took like 30 shots.
Yeah, because it was a them versus them. It's because of that basketball conversation they were having.
Just 30 shots is so many.
It's
shots.
A lot. It's a lot. But guess what? No one else on that court should have been shooting shots. I honestly, I'm cool with that.
It is funny that it didn't occur to me until I saw Michael Parsons do like a spin move in the post on some random singer, I'm guessing. And I was like, it is crazy that they have random singers and actors going up against Michael Parsons.
Anything
athletic.
I really wish that Parsons, and I don't know what happened, I didn't watch the game, but I wish Parsons sent someone flying. Like that, not CJ, of course,
yeah,
but just someone.
Put a shoulder in someone's chest.
Like a YouTuber has broken their sternum after Micah Parsons put his shoulder into them.
And he just dunks on him like Shaq.
Yeah. He just kicks him in the face accidentally on the way down as he's hanging on the rim. Parsons is doing some recruiting saying, quote, we need to get one of them big, old, nasty pass rushing defensive tackles. The Texans need to do that too. They need to do that too. So, CJ Stroud's got to step up the recruiting. He's got to step it up.
Maybe a certain guy who changed up his hair can be that for the Texans.
Huh? Yeah.
One last job, J.J. Watt.
Well, speaking of J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt suggested 5-yard holding calls so that referees will call more holds. I don't think more holding calls is the answer, even though holding does happen on every single play. More penalties is bad for the NFL. The problem is that players have figured out that is the case. And for the most part, in the playoffs, I'm pretty sure referees are told that, hey, don't get too crazy. don't bog this thing down. So, an interesting suggestion. As somebody who believes defenders' lives matter, I stand with JJ's thought here, but I don't think more penalties is good for the NFL. It is the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Speaking of CJ Stroud, in that celebrity all-star game, playing a little basketball, he went viral for something we didn't get to touch on Friday at the other celebrity all-star game he was at. Do we have to be concerned about CJ Stroud? We'll discuss next. It's the Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Twin Flames.
None of it matters because you're his twin flame and this is your union.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's your host, former Shorecrest Preparatory All-District Safety, Paul Gallant.
CJ Stroud showed off his athleticism in a couple of celebrity all-star games over the past couple of days. We discussed on Friday his performance at the Cactus Jack celebrity softball game where he won MVP. And he scored 31 points with 9 rebounds in a 191 loss in the NBA celebrity all-star game. Micah Parsons, meanwhile, had 37 and 16. No one got hurt. Stroud looked pretty good. But CJ Stroud went viral over the weekend, not for any of his performances in those two games where he played pretty damn well. Even if he, as Sean said, maybe was being a little bit of a ball hog in the NBA celebrity game.
It was just, they're running the offense through, which, hey, I get it. But they're running the offense through him a lot.
Why weren't they running it through Neo?
Yeah.
Or YouTube sensation Scoobledoop McBoobleButts.
Yeah, McBoobleButts had a good video about it, too.
He did. The little TikTok dance, too, yeah. While lip-syncing something. Like all those non-talent hacks. Yeah. So, after this first game was done, the Cactus Jack celebrity game, people noticed CJ Stroud leaving Minute Maid Park with somebody, and then everybody made assumptions. CJ Stroud was seen leaving a celebrity softball game together with model and television personality Amber Rose. The pair were walking side by side to a white Lamborghini amid a swarm of paparazzi taking pictures and videos. Amber Rose felt the need on her Instagram story to try and quell the rumors. Quote, "We literally don't know each other and only met yesterday at a softball game," said Rose, 40 years old. "The Sprinter van left me, and he was nice enough to give me a ride to my hotel." She had walked directly in front of Stroud, who has not addressed the romance speculation. Okay, it is possible for an attractive, famous person to walk in front of another famous person and for those two to not necessarily be on their way to boinking, right?
It's possible.
Now, he did drive her to her hotel, but I think that CJ Stroud, whatever he did, I'm totally cool with it. Whether he did or didn't, guess what, man? You're 22. Have fun.
Yeah.
She's pretty good looking for 40 years old. She's pretty good looking. Now, there are questions about her career, if you will.
I think that's why people made the assumption, by the way, is because what do we know Amber Rose for? I think that's why people, it's not just like two attractive people, it's CJ Stroud and Amber Rose.
I gotta say though, reading about her a bit, her name is actually Amber Rose Levenchuk.
I can see why she dropped the last one.
She dated Kanye for 2 years in 2008. She dated Machine Gun Kelly. She dated NBA player Terrence Ross. She married Wiz Khalifa, had a son with him, a little bit more. I guess she had a child with
Def Jam executive A.E. Edwards.
Anthony Edwards?
No, a different one.
Okay.
She says that she once dated a trans man. She said she's extremely open with her sexuality. I can be in love with a woman. I can be in love with a man. I find beauty in everybody. Oh, I didn't see this. She has dated 21 Savage. So, again, a lot of famous people that she has dated. I don't see anything wrong here. I don't. I don't think it's weird what we do when it comes to a woman who's getting around. I'm not somebody who cares about that stuff. If a man was doing it, there is a bit of a double standard on that front. Like Leonardo DiCaprio going off and finding his next 25, can't be 25, has to be younger. Like, we don't say a damn thing about that, but, oh, Amber Rose has had multiple kids by multiple men. Seems like she's doing all right financially. I have no idea what her mothering skills are like, but, oh, she's going to ruin CJ Stroud. Is she?
Oh, yeah, the ruined CJ Stroud. Whatever. I'm just saying that's why when you see her and a male athlete walk out of a event together and drop themselves off at her hotel room, that's why everyone jumps to the conclusion. No one's like, I'm sure he's just giving her a ride, you know? I'm sure CJ Stroud just, you know, helping a lady out.
Yeah.
I think it's the history is what leads people to go, are they boinking? Because all we know Amber Rose for is who she's boinking?
Yeah. I do think it's a little unfair. I get your point.
Taking the next step to...
Are they boinking?
No, from their boinking. Because I think that's a logical step. And then going to, this is going to ruin CJ Stroud. That's the part where I get off the train there. But I think it's perfectly logical to be like, someone who's famous for sleeping with famous people is walking around with famous person CJ Stroud, who is not in a relationship that we know of.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what he's doing.
We don't know.
I think if this was Megan Thee Stallion, we'd be a lot more excited about this. Like if it was at opening day for the Astros this past season and Megan Thee Stallion was wearing the white pants again, I mean, my goodness, those were neat. Those were splendid. But, okay, he's seen walking out. One, okay, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. What's the problem? He's 22. If he wants to, go ahead. Have fun.
Yeah, and
setting age limits on him now?
No, and, I mean, if anything, it makes a lot of sense where it's like, growing up, Amber Rose was probably someone who he looked up to.
There's there probably is a dynamic of that, yes. Yeah.
Same thing with Jalen Green and his lady.
Oh, I didn't know there was a lady. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but she's again like 38 years old.
Oh, okay. Listen, nothing wrong with dating older. There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm looking at this, and I just think it's funny how everyone's like, "Whoa, what is he doing?" And of course, they're going to make online jokes. And my advice to CJ Stroud going forward is, if you don't want to deal with this, you got to be more discreet. But it's unfair for CJ Stroud, who literally might have just been being a good guy, definitely part of his character, to potentially simply offer her a ride home because the van left and she didn't want to wait 20, 30 minutes for an Uber or something like that. Although I don't really know. Well, how's it work if you're a celebrity? Do you say like, I'm above an Uber. Give me the fanciest Uber possible. Yeah. Is there like Uber secret like level?
You mean a car service?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you don't think they use Uber?
No, I don't.
You don't think they're getting into a Lyft like Toyota Camry from like 1993 that smells like cigarettes with the air conditioning not turned on?
And a driver playing his own mixtape? No, I don't think they're doing that.
Oh man, it would be really funny. Like Amber Rose gets in the car. Oh, Mrs. Rose, I got a mixtape for you. Can you check out my demo?
You like rap?
I think she likes rap. Is that a fair assumption to make? Oh, boy. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. M-First 18 comments. That guy was saying Cali girls over Houston girls all day, and he walks out with that troll. Listen, guys, you're making assumptions. You are making assumptions.
That's a funny one to bring up, though. I will say that is a funny one to bring up.
Am I off base here? Look. I don't know what she looks like recently. I know that back in the day I was like, oh, wow, she's got a bod.
the pictures that I saw of her at this Cactus Jack celebrity game, I mean, she looks like she's still throwing heat. I don't know. Maybe not my number one, but I'm running out of options. A little more age appropriate for me.
If only you were there to give her a ride to her home.
Yeah, if only. How would that have gone? How would that have gone?
Paul Gallant seen walking out.
I mean, no.
Paul Gallant is not.
That would give me the ratings boost.
The romance speculation.
That would give me the ratings boost I need. That would be it. That's what we got to do to ensure the Paul Gallant show. We got to figure out a way for me to date a celebrity. Okay, like we tried applying to The Bachelor. We haven't heard anything back. I'm not sure they're going to put me on. I think I got too many gray hairs. I think I got too many. Started a little dying of it. I've been thinking about it. You know who's been telling me not to dye my hair? My mom. She's like, oh, everyone will be able to spot it a mile away. Everyone will know it's fake. And I'm like, thanks. I don't want that anxiety on me as I potentially dye my hair. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call. To text. Funny comment from CJ. Coming up next, let's talk about rebuilds. I saw something that I really liked out of Brevin Jordan, Houston Texans tight end, as far as the Texans next. And we got to talk about what I think is potentially a really big problem for the Houston Rockets that turned into a mess on Friday. Stick around, Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're one of us.
I need you to become the man you were always meant to be. Not next year, not tomorrow.